Right now, let's bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I hope you're having a better morning than I am.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, once again, for like the third morning in a row, Skype decides to lock up. Then I try to sign on. Won't accept my password. Then I get a new password that says I've used that password before. So
Trump's fault.
Yeah, that's exactly
the Russians.
It's Trump's fault. That's right. When anything bad happens, I always say it's Trump's fault. When anything good happens, I say it's because God loves me.
Okay. But you could change that. You could say it's Clinton's fault, and you'd be happy with that too.
I'd be. Just do one thing I won't say.
That's the only thing we have in common.
I won't say it's Bernie's fault.
No. You know he's a psychopathologist.
I love psychopathologists. He's my kind of guy. Okay. All right. So now, I have no idea. I've not brought up my sports screen yet, so I have no idea what happened last night in sports. So you start us off, please.
Well, as far as sports go, not much. The Nets got crushed in San Antonio, and that's about it, folks. See you tomorrow. But there's a couple of stories going on. James Harrison was released by the Steelers on Saturday.
This is a great story. I'm sorry. This is a perfect Bill Belichick move.
And he's now on the Patriots.
That's exactly right. This is a perfect Bill Belichick move. And
how great is that?
And he will start. He will start.
I don't know if he'll start.
No.
But he'll play. He'll play situations. And he's not going to play 40 plays a game. But he'll be in there. And, man, talk about an incentive. When they play if it gets to that point where the Patriots play the Steelers for the championship.
That's what I was going to say. He will start that game.
He will play like a crazy man.
Yeah. Yep. He will start that game.
That is, I couldn't believe they released him.
Well, they.
On Saturday, I found out that they released him. I was like, really? Why?
Well, because he said he wasn't happy with the role he had this year with them.
But guess what? Uh-huh. He'll be happy with that same role in New England.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt about it.
That was tremendous.
It was a classic Belichick move.
Yeah.
A classic Belichick move.
Yep. That was big, and he's a good guy. I like James Harrison. I like him a lot. There's not many people in the NFL I like.
Look at how he's kept himself in shape all these years.
Yeah, it's hard to believe his age. And he's a true American, and he's a good man, and I like the way he brings up his kids, and I just like everything about him, and I'm real glad he's got an opportunity.
All right, so that's news on one side of the card for the NFL.
Yeah, we got another one too, but it's a good one. I think it's a good one.
And that is the New York Giants.
Yep. Landon Collins says his rookie teammate Eli Apple is a cancer. Hey, it is what it is. You don't like it? Tough. And these guys wouldn't be saying it if it wasn't true.
Yeah, it's everybody's known it all year long. Not all year long. Since about the third or fourth game in.
Yeah, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly. So the writing's on the wall. This guy has to go. There's no doubt about it. This is where the Giants can start their purge. Get rid of Eli Apple.
It's just it's amazing how horrible he is as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Landon Collins came out and defended him earlier this year, mentioning that he spoke to him and stuff like that. And immediately after that, Eli Apple went nuts on him.
Mm-hmm.
Went nuts on him.
Well, it just goes to show you that Collins was right in what he said. Because if that wasn't the case, then the person who's being deemed the cancer would show in his actions and in his speech that he isn't. Well, Eli Apple just went the other way and proved that he is.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a very interesting, very, very, very interesting.
And I give credit to Collins for doing it.
You can take so much as a player when things are bad. You can take just so much when things are bad. And that's one thing you're just not going to take.
I don't know which NFL union or players or whoever is going to come down and condemn Collins for what he did.
I don't think anybody's going to come down and condemn him.
I don't know. In today's NFL and today's world, I don't know. I hope not, but it's good for him. I'm real glad he took the lead and said what he had to say to get this guy out of here, because the Giants need to add by subtraction, and this is the first subtraction that has to happen.
All right. Now, there was football last night, and I can't find who won the game.
It was terrible.
But I was,
UCLA was playing Yip Yap U or something. And
who won?
UCLA was crushing them. I'd be shocked if they didn't win. Here, I got it. I got it for you. Yesterday was the 26th, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, Kansas State.
Kansas State came back. I shut it off. Yeah. Kansas State shut them out in the second half, 28-0, and beat them 35-17. UCLA was moving the ball at will in the first half.
Well, that's why I said that, because I saw that, and when I stopped watching it, Kansas State started moving the ball, and I said, geez, this looks pretty good for them. So that's what happened in that game. Yeah, there was two bad games yesterday. They were horrible.
They were all
games.
Bad games. Utah, West Virginia, Duke, Northern Illinois. Ugh. I thought Duke, Northern Illinois was a basketball game when I first saw the score online.
I thought Northern Illinois was going to blow them off. I saw two of these touchdown passes where the defenders just got turned around and flipped and flapped and flopped. But then it turned itself around.
Yeah, there's no games today. There's four Thursday, and every one of them are pretty much a stinker, too. I think the Stanford-TCU game could be entertaining if both teams want to play. But other than that, I don't think the games are going to be that good. Maybe Oklahoma State, Virginia Tech, but I'm not watching none of that junk.
Yeah, there's not much else. Now, so anything? There's not much going on today.
Hockey's back on
ice. It is back. It is okay.
Finally, after the hiatus for the Christmas break, which I think was a good thing, the Caps come to the Garden and play the Rangers tonight on national TV. That's at 8:00. And like I said yesterday, Detroit comes to Newark to play the Devils, and Buffalo goes to the Island, or Brooklyn right now, to play the Islanders. So the Islanders and Devils should win tonight, and the Ranger-Washington game is going to be a good game. That'll be a good game. Either team can win that. The Queen has to get off her throne for the Rangers to have a chance tonight.